A Mac Attack with Clicks Radio. G'day, it's Matthew for your whatever day it is. I really don't know because I'm recording this on a Tuesday. Could be you're listening to it on Tuesday or any other day of the week. It is supposed to be the best way to listen to this is on Spotify. I will be organising a Spotify playlist every single week. I do a Clicks Radio program. And the idea is, of course, you get the information with me and you also get some music as well. So that's the best way to listen to Clicks Radio is through Spotify, although you can, of course, download the podcast and listen to just me ramble on for quite some time. In tips, if you have a Chromebook, so back when the COVID-19 pandemic actually hit Australia pretty hard, people went out to places like Officeworks, Bingley, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi and bought Chromebook computers, which are very basic laptops that actually use the Chrome browser to actually work, pretty much. The idea being all it can do is just the basic things with emails, the internet, word processing, things like that. And they're very cheap, very slow, but able to do the job just right for what's needed. But you quite often find that people want to know what's actually inside their Chromebook computers. What parts are in there? How much storage actually has it got? How much RAM? All those sort of things. You can find that out. So the way to do that is open up Chrome inside the Chromebook and then up the top in the address bar, type in Chrome:// system. That will show you a heap of details about the computer itself. So from there, you can find out how much storage it's got, the RAM, the processor, the version number, the serial number, all these sort of things that really mean nothing to most people, but might be a case of what's actually inside the computer. Might be interesting to find out about. You won't break anything by going in there. It's purely just information about the computer, so that way you can find out more things about the computer you've bought. The other problem you find with Chromebooks is the fact they don't have a lot of storage. They're not meant to. The idea being is that you use the Chromebook and everything that you're doing is actually based off the internet. So the storage capacity on them is quite low. Now, there's two options to try and rectify this problem. First option is probably the easiest one, but the most expensive, and that is to buy a micro SD card for it. You can get them from all sorts of shops, online or actual retailers. You're looking at around about $10 for a micro SD card, and that just goes into the computer itself, and you can start using the micro SD card to store your things onto the computer by going into the settings, go to storage management, and then making sure that the external storage preference is turned on. And that will then start using the micro SD card as opposed to the storage actually built onto the computer, which should then give you quite a fair bit more space if you get yourself a quite large micro SD card. Around about 64 to 128 gigabytes of space will be perfectly fine to keep you going for quite some time. The other option you can do, so you don't want to go out and buy anything, but you want to try and get some more storage. You can put Dropbox onto the Chromebook. That gives you roughly about 2 gigabytes of extra storage for online things. The way to do that is to go to the three dots, top right hand corner, and you want to add a new service and then install the Dropbox file system onto the computer. From there, you then got to set up a Dropbox account, which is free, and you then have an extra 2 gigabytes of storage to use for free, or you can pay for a Dropbox service. One benefit of Dropbox is it means you can transfer files between different computers. So you've got a Chromebook, you've also got Windows or Apple-based computers for the rest of the family. You can use Dropbox to transfer files between those different computers or even your phone and get things like photos or documents transferred quickly and easily that way. Still to come on today's show, a Windows 8 and Windows 10 little tip to make things work a bit better for you, and also some news from the world of space and science. That's up next on Clicks.